Good morning from the road. This is Brian Snow with your morning sports board for Sunday, April 29th. You can find us every day on arenasportsnet.com as well as theinscribermag.com. The most exciting words you will hear in sports, Game 7. There's one last night, and the Boston Celtics took care of the Milwaukee Bucks by a final of 112-96. Terry Rozier was the hero with 12 of his 26 points in the fourth quarter, including this three.
Smart straight away, working behind a Horford screen. Smart, skip past Rozier, fakes the three.
No way.
Now takes it,
and
he made it!
Oh my goodness!
It's a three for Terry Rozier!
Sean Grand on the call for the Celtics Radio Network. The final 112-96, the Boston Celtics move on. They will face the Philadelphia 76ers. They will host Game 1 on Tuesday night. The Golden State Warriors got their second round started, minus Stephen Curry, who was due to return for Game 2. But in case you were worried about Game 1, Klay Thompson gave you this.
Grant Iguodala back to Klay. Drives on Anthony Davis. Ball stolen by Davis. Deflected right back to Draymond. To Klay in the corner, and he hit another one! Thompson with his third triple, and the Warrior bench celebrating right now. It's 76-48 Golden State. What an explosion.
And then he gave you this.
Draymond Green back door to Klay Thompson. Low right. Skipped it up top to Draymond. Back to Klay. Quick release. Right wing. And it's good. Went right down for Klay Thompson. His fourth triple. And the Warriors lead 89-63.
That's why Moore thought there's no way he could shoot it that quickly. But he did.
Didn't even look like a good release.
It's unbelievable.
And then Kevin Durant added this.
12 in the game clock. Durant calls up West. Screen set. Now Durant sees a double, top of the key, rocks into another three, and nailed it with 4.3 on the clock. 103-72 Warriors, 31-point lead.
Tim Roy on the call for the world champion Warriors on the Warriors Radio Network, flagship station 95.7. The game, 123-101, the final over the New Orleans Pelicans. The Warriors lead that series 1-0. Game 2, Tuesday night at Oracle Arena. Well, on the docket today, there is a Game 7 looming over the horizon for the Cleveland Cavaliers as they will host the pesky Indiana Pacers. That game is set to start at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The other game today, Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals between the Utah Jazz and the Houston Rockets, will get away at the Toyota Center in Houston. 3:30 is the tip time for that game. Speaking of conference semifinals, a couple got underway last night as Boston beat Tampa Bay in Tampa 6-2 in the NHL, and the San Jose Sharks tied up their series with the Las Vegas Golden Knights with a double overtime win on the road in Las Vegas. That final was 4-3. Pittsburgh will try to grab a 2-0 lead versus Washington. They face off today at 3 p.m., and the Winnipeg Jets will try to score a road victory as they will face Nashville. That face-off time is set 4-7 p.m. Lots of action in Major League Baseball yesterday. Running down the scores, Minnesota over Cincinnati 3-1. White Sox and Kansas City split a doubleheader. The White Sox won the first one 8-0, then lost the second 5-3. Milwaukee got shut out by the Cubs. That final was 3-0. The Dodgers crowned San Francisco in the first game of their doubleheader, 15-6. Tampa Bay's made it 8 in a row. They beat Boston 12-6. Arizona beat the Washington Nationals in 10. That final was 4-3. Texas over Toronto 7-4. Seattle beats up Cleveland 12-4. Atlanta 3 better than Philadelphia 4-1. Detroit over Baltimore 9-5. It was Pittsburgh over St. Louis 6-2. Miami over Colorado 4-1. Houston defeated the Oakland Athletics by a final of 11-0. It was the Padres over the Mets 12-2. The Yankees have made it 8 straight. They beat the Angels 11-1. And in the second game of their doubleheader, it was the San Francisco Giants beating the Los Angeles Dodgers by a final of 8-3. Tune in to Snowman in the Morning weekdays at 9 a.m. This Monday, we'll go over what happened in the draft. We'll go over what happened in the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, and a whole lot more. 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Snowman in the Morning on arenasportsnet.com and all of our other stations.